tonight is the night. After 8 long years of kingslaying and throne chasing and revenge plotting and some really bad weddings, it's the season finale of HBO's Game of Thrones. So what's on everyone's mind ahead of tonight? We asked folks around the newsroom and they had a lot of thoughts.
Listen, I think that it's been 7 years of really good television and 1 year of okay television.
I thought season 7 was terrible. Boy, was I wrong, because this season is just so bad.
I am so confused by this season. I'm so confused.
And I feel like a parent to the writers. I feel like I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed. You know, they can do so much better than this. And that's what's kind of disappointing about it, is it just feels rushed.
I would say also that this last episode, my hot take on it is that I loved that what Dany did. Finally, she like unleashed her like emotions and she was just constantly going by what everyone was telling her to do. Good. I mean, burn all those citizens. Go for it.
The intense violence of the last episode was so overwhelming that I had to lie down and snuggle my boyfriend's black lab for 45 minutes. Before I was able to speak.
My prediction for the next episode is that Jon definitely kills Dany. He has to serve a purpose other than just broodingly looking at the camera and disappointing us all.
I just feel like, I mean, they've had so many problems with gender throughout the entire thing, and like to have it boil down to like the guy is the good and like the woman's this crazy mad person. I really just don't like that at all.
But I do think that at the end, somehow, Gendry is the one that ends up on the Iron Throne, and I do think Arya is going to be by his side.
I'm hoping for something that's actually shocking, like a realization that makes logical sense but wasn't expected.
Predictions and feelings on the next episode. Honestly, at this point, I'm just excited for it to be over. Like, I'm so disappointed that I would be happy for it to just be behind in my memory now.
That was Andrea Morris, Hamza Butler, Samantha Connor, Jane Gilvin, Wanda Ramos, Lauren Landau, Marva Tolkey, and J.C. Howard. And are you so over it that you cannot wait for this saga to end? Or are you already feeling nostalgic? Let us know. Write to us on Twitter at NPR Weekend before
Dracarys.
It all burns down.